WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.
Welcome back, folks. This is a very special edition of the Stan Milam Show. We are at the Southern Wisconsin Regional Airport, and it is Warbird Weekend. Now, let me make sure I get the name of the organization, the Tri-State Wing of the Commemorative Air Force. And this is a wild bunch, by the way. I can't imagine what a party with these guys would be like. I mean, they're flying around in planes that are decades old and haven't seen the business end of what they do since World War II. But they fly around in them. They preserve them. And often you will come across people who may be a World War II veteran, and we've got a big surprise for you folks later in the show, or folks who knew folks, and the stories are just incredible. And they really put a meaning when you look at one of these planes, once you know what went on and people that served and what they did, it just puts a whole new meaning into what you're looking at. We're very, very pleased to have with us in this segment Steve Snyder. He is the author of Shot Down, and it's a story about his dad who piloted a B-17 named Susan Ruth after Steve's sister. And Steve, welcome to the program. And you've got a great book. It's a great read. And again, it really brings to life when we see a B-17, what went on and the sacrifices and the challenges of that flight crew. Welcome to the program. Tell us a little bit about your dad before we get into any details of the book.
Okay. Well, he was the pilot, B-17 pilot. He was born in Norfolk, Nebraska, then moved to California with his family when he was 13 years old. And as a result of the first peacetime draft in history in the fall of 1940, he went into the Army, actually, in April of 1941.
What the heck's he doing in a B-17 if he was a ground pounder of us?
He was in the infantry for a year. Then he got married, and my mother got pregnant, and he didn't think he could support him very well on a private's pay in the Army.
Well, I can tell you that. I'm hearing they were making around, well, they were lucky to make $50 a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he volunteered for the Air Force to make more money so he could better support his family.
All right. And for his efforts, they put him in the left seat of a B-17.
That's right.
Okay. Were you able to discuss with your dad the details, almost a mission-by-mission experience, or like a lot of World War II veterans, he didn't really want to talk a lot about it? Well, how did that conversation go?
Well, exactly. He didn't talk too much about the war. I knew the basics growing up, but it wasn't until 1989 there was a memorial built to my dad and his crew in the little village of Mackenwas, Belgium. And my dad and the three other crew members who were still living at the time went over for the dedication. And there he was reunited with all these Belgian people that hid him from the Germans after he was shot down and saw these places where he was hidden. And that brought it all back, and he started talking about it. And then I made my first trip to Belgium. I've been there 6 times. 5 years later with my dad, and that's when it became personal for me. So, okay. Yeah, the stories from my dad, other members of the crew that survived, 5 of the 10 came back, but 5 did not. And then research and testimony by members of the Belgium underground and the German pilot that shot down my dad's plane.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, what did he have to say? I'm sorry? Or how do you?
Well, actually, the gunners and my dad shot him down at the same time. Hans Berger. He bailed out and made it through the war. And he said it was unfortunate they had to be shooting at each other, but, you know, that was their job, and then it was war.
Yeah. You talk about your dad and recently married. And was Susan Ruth born while? Well, he must have been if he named the plane after her. So you got Mom and Susan Ruth. And your dad's missing for how long?
7 months.
And what a horrible thing they must have been going through.
Absolutely. In fact, my other sister, Nancy, was born while he was missing in action.
Okay.
So that was really tough on my mom with a one-year-old little baby girl and an infant girl and never knowing whether she'd see her husband again.
Well, he with the help of the Belgium Underground, he did make it back. After really getting a personal look at what your dad went through and the surviving crew members and the Belgium Underground, what inspired you to write a book about it?
Oh, gosh. Well, I retired in 2009, and that's when I had the time to really delve into my dad's war history.
Well,
and war
retired from what?
A 36-year career with Vision Service Plan. I was in sales and sales management, Vision Service Plan, VSP.
Okay. You weren't a B-17 mechanic.
No, I wasn't. No.
Okay. So you retired, more time freed up.
Right. And so I started going through all the material that my parents had kept from the war years. There were two items that were really significant. One was a diary that my dad wrote while he was missing in action about his plane being shot down. That's just riveting, which is in the book. And also all the letters that my dad had written to my mother while he was stationed in England. Reading those was fascinating because he talked about what bombing missions were like, what life was like in England and London at the time, what life was like in the airbase, escapades of him and his crew, and it just became my passion.
Did we get any details of the escapades?
They're in the book.
Okay. I'll have to buy. Yeah, that. Folks, that might be an additional reason to get the book. But I imagine we see in movies and documentaries the anxiety when the ground crews in England were waiting for the bombers to come back, and they sent over 25, and they're counting, and only 15 come back. Did he talk about the anxiety of, you know, once you go and you do your mission, then you got to get home? Was that an anxious part of the trip?
Oh, absolutely. Flying combat was exceedingly dangerous. 26,000 men died in the 8th Air Force, which is more than the entire Marine Corps fighting in the Pacific.
Wow.
Another 28,000 men became prisoners of war after their planes were knocked out of the sky.
And your dad and the other members that survived, they bailed out, or did he bring it in for a crash landing?
Well, two of the crew were killed in the plane when it was attacked by German fighters. Then the other 8 members of the crew were bailed out successfully.
Okay. We're running out of time here, unfortunately. Give us one nugget of the book that you think would inspire us to buy it. Just one nugget that really kind of encapsulates what you've done here with the book.
Well, there's so much, but I think the bravery of my dad, he was missing in action for 7 months, and for several months he was hidden by the Belgian people. Then he got tired of hiding, and he joined the French resistance.
Oh, my gosh.
And started sabotaging German convoys.
Well, he was a feisty guy, was he not?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And, again, I've been in a B-17, and I flew in it. They were given the media rides, one of the airfests from years ago. And just to be in that, but to be in combat and have people trying to shoot you down, just had to be so challenging and nerve-wracking. And to think that we just had young Americans flying those missions day after day after day, folks like your dad, it's quite a feat.
that
they pulled it off. I want to tell everybody where they can buy your book. And first of all, folks that are going to come out this weekend for the Warbird demonstration, are they able to, did you bring some books in the trunk or?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
An author never goes anywhere without his books in the trunk of the car. Will folks be able to buy the book here?
Yeah, I had books shipped. Actually, I live in Southern California, but I'll be here all 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at a table under a tent right near the ramp.
Okay.
So anyone coming can buy a copy of the book, and I'll sign it for them.
All right. If folks aren't able to make it out this weekend, where can they get the book?
Well, most people buy it on Amazon, but if someone wants an autographed copy, they can go to my website, stevesnyderauthor.com.
Steve Snyder, S-N-Y-D-E-R,
author.com.
And Amazon, just I suppose you just put your name in. And
yeah,
okay.
You know, shot down Steve Snyder, it'll come up.
Okay.
It's hardcover, you know.
All right.
Soft cover, audio book, e-book, you name it.
All right. It's the name of the book, Shot Down, the True Story of Pilot Howard Snyder and the crew of the B-17, Susan Ruth. Just a fascinating read. Now, you're from Southern California.
Correct.
Anywhere near L.A.?
I'm south of L.A. in Orange County. I'm south of L.A.
Orange County. Yeah. Well, that's close enough. Our producer, Tom Edwards, and this is an indication that nobody's perfect. He is a... He is a L.A. Dodger fan. Do you think you could get him a ticket or two to go watch a ball game? Do you have that kind of pull down there?
Well, they're world champions after all.
Yeah, know. Yeah.
Yeah, when I was younger, we had season tickets to the Dodger games.
Aha! So now Tom is really envious of what you had. Thanks so much, Steve, sharing a story of your dad and the family, and a great book. Wish you well. Have a safe trip back to Southern California, and enjoy the weekend with the Warbirds.
Oh, I will. I've been here several times before. It's a great event, and thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
All right. That's Steve. I'm Stan. We're